President Trump has thrown his support behind a new immigration bill called the Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment, or RAISE Act. The measure deals with legal immigration and was introduced by a pair of GOP senators. Among other things, the bill would allocate points to prospective immigrants based on criteria including education, their ability to speak English, and offers of high-paying jobs. With me to talk about the measure is Todd Sanders, president and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. And Todd, first off, what do you think about the RAISE Act?
Well, it's a little bit of a head-scratcher. Really seems like at this time, you know, from January till today, we really don't have any comprehensive immigration policy, and then suddenly we hear from the White House that the president is fully in support of this act, which really looks at just one part of the immigration system, and we're hoping for something a lot more comprehensive.
How well or not well do you think that the people that this act would allow in legally would match the kinds of people that, let's say specifically, Arizona needs for the kinds of jobs that are available?
Well, that's a great question. And I think for Arizona, we really have a broad range of needs. Clearly, as a state that's growing, there's a lot of opportunity here. Thinking about, for instance, STEM jobs, about close to 20% of STEM jobs are currently held by immigrants here in Arizona. We're continuing to grow. So certainly there's some question there. Non-skilled jobs as well. One of our largest industries is still agriculture. And I think 77% of workers in that industry are immigrant labor. So I think for us, there is a potential for a considerable impact.
Well, it seems like those two groups of people, there would be sort of disparate impacts because the act itself would prioritize, among other things, high-paying job offers. So in some of those tech jobs, that sector, it sounds like maybe might do at least okay. But to your point about some of the agricultural workers, maybe some of the construction workers, it seems like that industry might do a little less well.
And it could. And I think the bigger question, really, if you look at it, is it seems like it's just an arbitrary 50% cut. While it certainly is a good thing to have an opportunity to bring in more skilled folks from overseas, I don't know that it's necessarily a nuanced approach. I don't know what they based it on. I can tell you that talking to my colleagues around the country, the need for skilled and unskilled workers is great, and they're struggling to meet those needs. So I'm not sure how this bill was necessarily thought out in terms of the numbers.
Have you heard anything from your members? I know this was only really brought out yesterday, but have you heard anything from your members about yay or nay on this?
Well, I think what we've heard is sort of the same thing, disappointment that this is what we're hearing from the White House, rather than looking at the whole problem. And not that we have to agree with everything that comes out in terms of a solution, but certainly would like to see something a little bit broader. And certainly I know that there was some talk early on of having at least a solution on many of the dreamers we have here, and I know that there's nothing that's come out on those folks. So I think some disappointment on the narrow impact of this kind of reform, and certainly the lack of nuance on the solution.
Senator Flake put out a statement yesterday which echoed at least one of your concerns, his statement saying in part, "I'm concerned that drastic cuts to the number of immigrants fails to meet the goal of having a system that's responsive to the needs of our economy." Do you have any sense of whether this has any hope of making it through the U.S. Senate?
Well, based on what I'm hearing and talking to folks in D.C., it's a bill that didn't seem to have a lot of prospect, but certainly when the president starts to talk about it, then I think we all need to pay attention. But I think the senator, in some of the other comments he made, is correct in that we need to look at a much broader solution. I mean, think about it. We're the largest economy in the world, one of the fastest-growing states, and I think to decide unilaterally just to cut immigration into our country by 50% doesn't necessarily make us more competitive on the world stage.
Do you have a gut feeling of, let's say this bill does become law, do you have a gut feeling of what the overall impact would be to the state's economy from that?
Well, it's hard to give you a specific number, but certainly when you think about the, for instance, on the agricultural side, 77% of Arizona farm workers, I mean, think about it, we're the iceberg lettuce capital of the world, for instance. That impact, just in that particular industry alone, I think could be substantial. And then, of course, as we look at businesses here in Arizona that want to grow here, if they're not able to do that in a consistent way, I think there could be absolutely a big impact here in Arizona to our economy, and certainly we could see that as it relates to the state level and state finances. A lot of the tax dollars that we bring in to state coffers are generated by companies who hire folks who are here from other countries.
Todd Sanders is president and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Todd, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, sir.